man to the plough and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Difficult demands, impossible in human terms, yet those are Jesus' very words, unqualified, unadorned, untempered by any explanation or soothing rationalization. Our Lord was sounding a note that is missing from much that passes for evangelism today. His "follow me" was a call to surrender to His Lordship. "We preach Christ Jesus as Lord," the Apostle Paul wrote. "Jesus is Lord" was the core of the early church's confession of faith, the primary nucleus of truth affirmed by every true Christian. What must we do to be saved? "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved." If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. The Lordship of Christ is clearly at the heart of true saving faith. Nevertheless, many influential voices in contemporary evangelicalism are preaching with great fervor that we should not tell unbelievers they must yield to Christ as Lord. His Lordship has nothing to do with the gospel, they claim. They make the preposterous allegation that calling the unsaved to surrender to Christ is tantamount to preaching salvation by works. A major controversy over Christ's Lordship erupted on the evangelical scene with the publication of this book in 1993. It was not my intention to ignite such a dispute. I was aware that these had been matters of debate among some evangelicals for several decades. My aim was simply to answer several recent authors who were arguing for no lordship evangelism. These men were charging the rest of the church with heresy, and I felt their accusations needed an answer. Of course, I hoped that what I had to say would be widely read and discussed, but I admit I was unprepared for the intense and far-reaching debate that ultimately ensued. That debate continues to this day. Recently, I wrote a sequel, Faith Works, The Gospel According to the Apostles. And while working on it, I began to note some revisions I wanted to make in this book. We can always learn from our critics, and as I carefully digested reviewers' comments about The Gospel According to Jesus, I began to note terminology that needed clarifying, details I wanted to add, and phrases I wished I had worded differently. Zondervan kindly consented to do a revised edition, and here it is. The original edition had no treatment of the doctrine of justification by faith. My goal in writing the book, of course, was not to set forth a...